He's wiping away.
Okay.
Wherever you have been forgotten, the God of this commission will remember you for good this week. He said you can be weeping. It's okay. But I'd like you to wipe away that tears this morning. Because God is going to come through for you this week. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'd like you to congratulate your neighbor to the left. To the right. It's your week of celebrations. You will celebrate this week. I say you will celebrate this week. Many will join you to celebrate this week. If you are the one I'm talking to, let please have your seat in this presence. My dependable help, destiny helper is here. I don't know about you. My dependable destiny helper is here. And I know that this week it will help you. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit was fulfillment of destiny. That is the teaching for this day. We were thoroughly blessed in the first service under the same teaching. I'd like you to get the MP3 of that message. It will bless you tremendously. Joel chapter 2, reading from verse 21. Fear not, O land. Be glad. And rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. I said the Lord will do great things. I said the Lord will do great things. I don't know how you came into this service this morning. Maybe you came battered, beaten, confused, not knowing what to do. Before the end of this service, before the end of this week, your joy shall be full. For the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field. Verse 23, he said, be glad then, ye children of Zion. And rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause down for you the rain. Say the rain. The former rain. The latter rain. In this
fort.
And what will happen? The floors shall be full of wheat. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years. People of God. Only God can restore years. Abraham thought it was over.
Abraham Chenogala.
He didn't know that he was dealing with the God of the whole earth. The one that has the timetable of life in his hands. I will restore to you the years the caterpillar has eaten. You are due to be married. No man seems to be coming. He said, I will restore. You are married already. First year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. No children. I will restore. Is somebody hearing me this morning? You are already a graduate. There's no job. You have been waiting. Things seem not to be working. Or you are even walking, nothing is walking around you. I will restore the years the caterpillar has eaten, the cankerworm and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And when he restores what will happen, you shall eat in plenty. I didn't hear her. Amen.
Amen.
You shall be satisfied. You shall praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. That is what God said. I should tell you this morning. You will never see shame. I say you will never see shame. Verse 27. Shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. He repeated it twice, and God is not a stammerer. Anytime a word is repeated twice, it is for emphasis. That is, there is nothing the devil can do about it. Now, hear me this morning. Whatever is not working around you right now is designed, orchestrated by God to bring about God's glory in your life. For all things work together for good to them that love God. All things. How many things? How many things? So things that are not working around you, there is no need to cry. Sir. Everything is being organized by God to bring about glory in your life. And that is why he said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say what? Rejoice. Hear me, sir. For you to rejoice, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. It is not easy for you to have graduated. Every other person is working and you are not working. Or you are due to be married. Nobody is asking your hand in marriage. It is difficult to rejoice in that situation. But that is the scriptural requirement from heaven. Rejoice. For the Lord will do great things. Great things. Only the Holy Spirit can make you rejoice in the midst of adversity. That is why you need him fully in your life. That is why he's our dependable helper. The great things that you have seen in your life, the vision that you have seen concerning your destiny, they will not come to pass on their own. Why? A great door has been opened to you. But hear me this morning, there are many adversaries from your village, in your office, even among your siblings. There are principalities and powers in their midst who are programmed by the devil to stop you. But hear me this morning, before they stop you, you will stop them. Every child of God is a child of destiny. But hear me, destiny in this kingdom is not a destination. It's an adventure. It is programmed to shine more and more and more unto the perfect day. In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, he said, this thing you have seen is not going to happen by your power. It's not happening by your might, but it's going to happen by my spirit. In John chapter 10 verse 10, the enemy has come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I have come, Jesus Christ speaking, I have come that you may have life, and that you have a more abundant life. From today, abundant life becomes your portion. That's why the Holy Spirit is the spirit that empowers us for dominion. He empowers us for enthronement. Revelation chapter 5, verse
9
to 10. The Bible speaking explicitly there. And they sang a new song. New song this week. I say, you will sing a new song this week. Saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, out of every tongue, out of people and nation. And what will happen after that? Verse 10. And hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign. Where will you reign?
I got church in the world.
And we shall reign here on the earth.
I got church in the world.
It doesn't matter how many people are in that company. You will reign. So I like us to know that the Holy Spirit is the spirit that empowers us to reign. In Psalm 110, verse 1 to 2. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. How will that happen? The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. This is power, sir. For you to be able to rule in the midst of your enemies, you need power. You need power. Acts 1:8. And you shall receive power. How? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And after that has happened, you begin to have it the way you want it. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and everywhere you appear in the world. The Holy Ghost is coming upon somebody here this morning. And as that power comes upon you, you begin to have it the way you want it. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But hear me this morning. One of the principal keys for you and I to reign on the earth is wisdom. Wisdom is a major requirement. The Bible speaking in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Without wisdom, you cannot reign on the earth. It was the number one and only criteria Solomon had. It was an epitome of wisdom. Please hear me this morning. Wisdom is not studied in any school. It is a movement of the Holy Spirit. And this child, Jesus Christ, shall be filled with the spirit of wisdom. The Bible said concerning Joshua, that he was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid hand upon him. And we are made to understand in James chapter 1 verse 5 that if any man lack wisdom, what should he do? He should ask of the Lord, who gives to every man liberally. If any man lacks wisdom, through wisdom a house is built. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1. So wisdom is needed in every department of life. Please take note also. We have four kinds of wisdom. Earthly wisdom, sensual wisdom, devilish wisdom, and the wisdom from heaven. The wisdom from heaven. When you are the wisdom of heaven, everything bows to your authority. Everything. Not some things. In your business, you need wisdom. In your marriage, you need wisdom. In your academics, you need wisdom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will never forget when I was in university. In my final year, I received the power of the Holy Ghost. And from that moment, I stopped struggling academically. When I prayed before going to the library, the Lord will speak to me. Don't read this part. Read this one. Before the examination, I see the exam question before I enter the hall. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom, sir. He searches the deep things of God. When you, this Spirit is with you, you can never be stranded. Wisdom is at work. Every issue of concern turns to a testimony. Jesus Christ speaking in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. He said, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. From that scripture, it is clear that wisdom is hearing and doing what you have heard. Wisdom is hearing and doing what you have heard. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. A wise man will hear, and he will increase in understanding. A wise man will hear, and will increase in learning. A wise man will hear, and will increase in learning. If you are hearing, and you are not hearing, you will still remain at the same spot. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 1, reading of verse 22. He said, be ye doers of the word, and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. For if any man is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He said, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway he forgets what manner of man he was. Verse 25. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Liberty is also freedom. Whosoever looketh into this book and does what this book says, he being not a forgetful hearer of what he has heard, but a doer of the same, this man will be blessed in all his deed. This man. He didn't say this pastor. He didn't say this prophet. This man. This woman. That is hearing and doing what is hearing. Shall be blessed. In all his deeds. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm amazed. That we come to church regularly. How come our levels are not changing? Very simple. 90% of what we are hearing, we are not doing. 90%. Husband, love your wife. As Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Love which wife? This one. Say something else. Hear me today. You are a sacrificial lamb for your wife. Is someone hearing me now? Husbands, love your wife. As Christ loved the church. How did Christ love the church? He died for the church. Are you ready to die for your wife? Don't tell me that is Bible days. Whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them and gave himself. Did you see that scripture? He gave himself. So she's behaving well. She's not behaving well. Just swallow it. You're already a sacrificial lamb. And as that is happening,
The Bible said, wives, submit yourself to your own husband in everything. In how many things? All your money belongs to your husband. Your body belongs to your husband. There's nothing like I'm tired. May God give you understanding. The Lord said, pay your tithe. These people, they have come again. 10% is not enough. The money they are giving me, 100%, is not enough. You are now asking me to pay 10% out of the 100. That is the only place in the Bible where it says, when you do so, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He didn't say I'll pour you money. Money is part of blessing. When you pay tithes, sound health is guaranteed. When you are paying your tithe, anywhere you go to, doors open on their own accord. So it doesn't matter how many people are doing that business. When tithe is in place, they will prefer you. These are spiritual laws that doesn't make sense. But that is the wisdom God has given to you and I to reign here on the earth. Is somebody hearing me this morning? You are not the only one doing that business. But what must make you to be different from them? This is the wisdom we are talking about. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If this wisdom is so important, what are the channels of inflow of wisdom? Wisdom, people, you have to go for them. What are the keys? Number one, salvation. Except a man is born again, there is no way he can contact this order of wisdom. In John chapter 3, reading from verse 1 down to 4, the Bible said, a man went to Jesus Christ at night called Nicodemus. He looked at him. Master, I've been looking at you. No man can do these things that you are doing except God be with him. Jesus had to explain how such things were happening. He said, except you are born of the Spirit, except the Holy Spirit is in you, you cannot, you may try, you cannot command this order of testimonies. So salvation is a major key for you to be refilled with the wisdom of heaven. Number two, you need the word. The word of God. The more of the word we have and we engage with, the wiser we become. The more wiser we become. David was sharing his testimony in Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. He was sharing with us how he came in contact with the wisdom of God. He said, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandment, has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers, for their testimonies are my meditation. That's the secret of David. Thy word, thy word. The more of this word that is in you, the more wisdom you command on the earth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And thou from a child hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. So I encourage you, sir, before you leave your home in the morning, As you wake up, the first thing you do is to find out what the word is saying. What is this word saying? Not the Facebook. Not Instagram. The word. This is the oldest book in the world. With the most current information on earth. The oldest. Yet the most current. The oldest. That's why the Bible speaking in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart your mouth. Hear me this morning. If it is not in your heart, it is, cannot proceed out of your mouth. You are a spirit being. Your spirit feeds mainly on the word. So I'd like you to please take more of the word of God, and the spirit of wisdom shall be deposited inside of you. The third channel of receiving wisdom is the Holy Spirit himself. The Bible calls him the spirit of wisdom. This spirit was at work in the life of Joseph. If you study the life of Joseph, reading from Genesis chapter 39, you will see at interval the Lord was with Joseph. In the pit, the Lord was with him. In Potiphar's house, the Lord was Joseph. In the prison, the Lord was with Joseph. That was what made things to work. How about Daniel? Daniel was filled with the spirit of wisdom. That spirit was so much at work that three different governments engaged him. They were having cabinet reshufflement. They couldn't reshuffle Daniel because it carries the wisdom from heaven. From today, that will be your testimony. The Holy Spirit, he has been given to us in order for us to have it the way we want on the earth. That is why the Bible also refers to him as the spirit of counsel. As you are at a crossroad in your life, when you engage him, he directs your path. He shows you what to do. He understands him. Oh, I love this spirit. Because he even shows you things to come. So if you operate in this realm, you will be different from every other person, sir. You will be commanding results, little effort, but you will be having amazing results. People won't be able to understand it. Even you won't know how it is happening, but you cannot deny the results. People can't deny the testimonies around you. That will be your story from today. This commission has been operating at this frequency. The Lord gave the liberation mandate, but divine counsel showed the way to go in accomplishing it. God spoke to his servant Bishop Oyedepo concerning this liberation mandate, but the Holy Spirit gave the counsel on how to go about this assignment. That is why every month we focus on a teaching. When we do that, testimonies flow, because that is where God wants us to go in the teaching. The spirit of counsel is what is making that to be made available. Hear me this morning. When you operate and engage the Holy Spirit, things become easy for you. In other words, in any area where you are, engage him. You want to make a major decision, you want to buy a plot of land, engage him. You need to travel, engage him. You want to get married, engage him. Some of us make some very silly mistakes. The person you want to marry, you have shown everybody, your uncle, your auntie, But you have not shown the Holy Spirit. And that's why many are having challenges in that area. The Lord led me to my wife, sir. I've never met her before. The Lord led me. And from that time to date, there has been no regret once. Not that I'm a perfect person. Not that she's a perfect person. But hear me today. The Bible says that anything that is of the Lord, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14, nothing can be taken away from it. Nothing can be added to it. It is perfect. Every perfect gift comes from the Lord. I see the Spirit of God guiding you from today. I say, I see the Spirit of God guiding you from today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For you to assess your liberty in life, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. God himself speaking, say, therefore my people are gone into captivity. Because they have no knowledge. He didn't say because they are not coming to church. No. They are coming to church, but they don't have knowledge. Knowledge is light. Knowledge gives you victory. Jesus speaking how powerful knowledge is in John chapter 8 verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth that you know will set you free. That is how powerful knowledge is. When you have knowledge, people who don't understand it, they will say you are proud. It's not pride. When you are operating in knowledge that there's unusual light, you are oozing light out of you. You are so sure of what you are doing. It's not a guesswork. That's how powerful knowledge is. And for you to gain access to this light, for you to be free, there are keys you need. Number one, you must be born again. If you are not born again, you can never assess the things of the Spirit. Not only that, number two, you must crave for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the truth. Ephesians 1 verse 17 and 18. Paul speaking very clearly in that scripture. He said that the light of your understanding, he said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, the reason why he came, and what the riches, not poverty, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. These are life opening wisdom. Please get what I'm saying this morning. You are truly in that situation. Maybe you don't have a job. You don't have a child. You are being ravaged by one sickness. But the scripture gives us the understanding that we should know the hope of his calling, why he came. He came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. When that understanding of that scripture enters into you, automatically, liberty is established. The situation has not changed, but your spirit is already filled. That it's just a matter of time you are coming out of that shape. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Number three, Engage the spirit of obedience that enables one to walk in the light of God's word. Ezekiel 36 and verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. As you take this communion today, that spirit of God that quickens our understanding will come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to know, as we round up in this service this morning, that God has brought you here today to set you free from every oppression of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How do I know this? Isaiah chapter 5. Sorry, Isaiah chapter 25. Reading from verse 6. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. Fat things are going home with you this morning. Verse 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And he will swallow up death in victory. He will swallow up death in victory. Not only that, he said, the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Enough of those secret tears. From today, you will not weep anymore. I say you will not weep over any situation anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's why you are here this morning. By this communion and by the prophetic declaration over your destiny, from today, you will begin to have it the way you want it. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'd like you to rise up on your feet this morning. We are going to pray. We are going to declare our liberty. Whosoever the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. Whosoever. He said, there is no name given among men by which a man shall be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. When that name you, hear me this morning, that name is already anointed. God has given him a name and has highly exalted him and given him a name that at the name of Jesus Christ, every other name must bow. Cancer must bow. Diabetes must bow. Poverty must bow. Barrenness must bow. Everything has a name. Every problem has a name. But hear me. At the name of Jesus.
I had Jesus.
Now, the rod of Moses swallowed all the other magicians' rod. That's how powerful the name is. Moses cast his rod. And he became a serpent. The magicians, they also came. This one is a small thing for us. They put down their rod. And the rod of Moses swallowed their own rods. And Moses is in size. By reason of the other rod, it swallowed. Is somebody hearing me now? You have come to the judge of all. That problem may be bigger than you, but hear me, it is not bigger than God. Whatever challenge you came here this morning, this communion will swallow them up. Everything buying and selling in your body, please, just make sure you are sending an errand this morning. Send this communion on errand. You have gone to the hospital. They did x-ray on you. They didn't see anything. But you are feeling everything. That's a satanic arrow sent in your direction. But I have good news for you this morning. It will swallow up death in victory. Before we pray, you are here, you are not born again. I'd like to pray for you. Don't be who is coming to church every day but have not surrendered his life to Christ. People of God, hear me this morning. Simplicity is the reason why many people are missing the gospel. The simplicity of the gospel. Paul was sharing his testimony. I am not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I gave my life to Christ, sir. Everything began to work well for me. Not some things. Everything. Everything. Everything began to work. I'd like you to surrender this morning. When you give your life to Christ, there is no side effect. You gain control of the affairs of life. You become unstoppable. Unkillable. They take your name to the herbalist. The herbalist will take money from the man. But he won't tell him the truth that this one is untouchable. They don't go around these ones. When you see Job, ask him. Satan didn't send his agent, he went himself. Job was not a pastor, businessman. When Satan got to where Job was, it meant the presence of God himself. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. Until you give your life to Christ, nothing will work around you. It may look as if it is working, but at the end of the day, disappointment is the lot of it. You are here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus. Just place your hand on your chest. He will begin to lead you. He will begin to direct your path in his hand. Wherever you are, put your hand on your chest. Maybe you gave your life to Christ along the line. By the challenges of life, you return back to the world. But you are here this morning. You want to rededicate your life. Also, place your hand on your chest. I want to pray with you. Just say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away. Let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. If you pray that prayer, please quickly come to the altar here this morning. Carry your Bibles, your books, your phone. Quickly come to the altar. Jesus is the one calling you. He's calling you. Wherever you are, please come. As a choir minister, please come. Please come. Also, if today is your first day worshiping with us here, please come. Please come.
Everything I give.
Are we still clapping for them? They are coming. There is nothing to be ashamed about. Jesus is calling you. Come.
Jesus,
come.
Come.
Nothing.
It's a new day for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody is still trying to come out. Please come.
Everything.
You are trying to decide. Should I go? Should I not go? Come.
I surrender.
Come out from the midst of them.
All to you.
Please come.
I give to you.
Oh Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise for the life of this precious one that you brought here this morning. Your grace brought them out. Let that same grace sustain them to the day that you come. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For every one of them that is worshiping with us today for the very first time, we ask that you perfect that which concerns them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
I'd like you to quickly go with our counselors. They will give you some vital details about this church. We'd like you to please join us as we take the communion this morning. I don't know what you want, but it is available on this table. John chapter 6 verse 57. Jesus Christ speaking, opening our understanding concerning the communion. He said, as I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even him shall live by me. How did Jesus Christ live? He lived so powerfully on the earth that every attempt to kill him failed. They were flogging him. Blood was gushing out. The plan was to kill him, but he didn't die. Why? Life and death is in the power of your tongue. It's not in the hand of any man. And so when Jesus wanted to die, he killed himself. It's finished. And the Bible said what? He gave up the ghost. Power, sir. I'd like you to flow in this power this morning. Nobody can kill you. I hope you are hearing me this morning. By reason of what you are taking this morning, anywhere they call your name for evil, the fire of the Holy Ghost will consume them. I'd like you to pray this morning. By this communion, I'm unkillable. Every sickness, every disease in my body, I send this communion on errand now. Swallow them up in victory. Swallow them up. Swallow them up. Every confusion in me, let them be rolled away. Every misfortune, let them be terminated. By this communion this morning, I gain access to the life of Christ. By this communion, I become untouchable. No demon can handle me. In the name of
Jesus.
As I take this communion, my eye that is challenged, I begin to see clearly. My ear, from today I begin to hear clearly. That pain in my body, I command it to die to the root. Die to the root. Die to the root. Every form of confusion comes to an end this morning. SS turns to AA. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By this communion, I live by the Father. By this communion, every negative medical verdict hanging over my destiny dies to the root. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
If you are truly born again and you are in this church, you should never have the fear of what tomorrow will present. Your tomorrow is as bright as the day, sir. Never have the fear of death. Is somebody hearing me this morning? 1,000 will fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand side. It shall not come near you. That's what the Bible says. By this communion you are taking this morning, sir, he said, no weapon fashioned against you. One man was traveling one day, and he was about running into the den of robbers. He saw them ahead. He stepped on his brake, made a U-turn, and began to go back to where he was coming from. The armed robbers released fire. AK-47. They were firing this car. The man got to where he was going. He came out of his car. He counted 37 bullet holes on his vehicle. He counted 10 bullet holes in his dress. Nothing entered into him. Why? You can't kill a spirit. Is somebody hearing me this morning? I'd like you to understand that you are not ordinary. No matter the witches and wizards around you, there is a God watching over you, sir, who neither slumber nor sleeps. By this communion you are taking this morning, anyone that dares your life, they will go down for your sake. He said, as they moved from one nation to the other, one kingdom to the other, he suffered no man to do them wrong. By this communion today, I decree longevity in your life. By this communion today, whatever the enemy has been using to remote control your destiny, I disconnect you from them in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Father, we bless this as your flesh and your blood. As we partake of it, we partake of your very life. No more sickness. No more. I decree your liberty today. Whosoever the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. It's your day of freedom from every captivity in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Take this by faith as the choir ministers.
He has taken my sorrows away. He has taken my troubles away. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine.
You can take that communion, place it on anywhere that you are challenged. Maybe your eye, your ear, anywhere, sir. And the miracle of God will take place. Choir, go on.
Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. He has
taken my sorrows
He has taken my troubles away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Omega has taken us away. He has taken my troubles away. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. He has
taken my sorrows away.
Oh, he has. My sorrows away. He has set me at liberty today. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is mine. He has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has taken it. He has taken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has taken my troubles away. My sickness away, he has taken my sorrows away. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, he's mine. He has, he has, he has, he has. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, Jesus is mine.
There is something that makes me come into your presence. There is something that makes me come into your presence. We sing, my helper, oh, my helper, eh. There is there,
eh. Oh. Come into your presence, my
helper. Hey, I have peace, I have joy when I come into your presence, eh. I am set at liberty when I'm coming to your presence. We sing, my helper, oh, my helper, eh. There is something, there is. We sing, my helper, eh. My helper, eh. There is something, oh. There is something. Oh, we sing, my helper, my helper. There is something. Oh, my helper, my helper. Oh, my helper. Everything is turning around for my good. Everything is turning around for my good. Everything is turning around for my good. Everything is turning around. Hey, I can see everything. 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 I can see everything. See everything. See everything. Everything is turning around. I can see everything turning. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. It's turning. I can see everything. 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 I can see everything. Everything is turning. Oh, I can see everything. Everything. Turning. 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 I can see everything turning around, turning, turning, he's turning, he's turning, he's turning. I can see everything turning around, turning around. Say, I can see everything. Turning around, eh. Oh, I can see everything. See everything. Eh. I can see everything. Turning, see everything. Eh. I can see everything. Turning around, eh. Turning around,
If everything has turned around for your good, shout a living hallelujah. This week you will celebrate. It is your week of celebrations. Anywhere you turn to this week, they will be congratulating you. They will be celebrating you. Doors that have been shut against you, they will open on their own accord. Whatever you may have lost, I decree total recovery this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, this week you will have it the way you want it. As you live here right now,